Time now for the La Caprile Valley School Update with Superintendent Greg Schmidt. Greg's in the studio with us. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of historic postponements, cancellations going on this year, this winter in school, hasn't it, Greg?
It really has been. We've had seven cancellations of full days. We've had four late starts and two early outs, so it's been quite the winter.
Yeah, it has, that's for sure. I tell you what, why don't you explain to our listeners a little bit, Greg, the procedure of postponing school or canceling school. What's the procedure?
Well, prior to making the decision, I'm certainly looking at weather reports and more than one. I also go driving. With the district being the size that it is, it's difficult to cover very much of the territory. We've got 761 square miles, and conditions in one area of the district can be vastly different from other areas. But I do get out in the country. I try to get to Appleton and Madison. I live in Madison, but try to get out some of the township roads or some of the county roads in the area. So I typically drive about 40 miles either an evening or on a morning. And then once that's I've done some of that, I have a text message group of other superintendents that we talk about what we're thinking about. Of course, nobody wants to make the decision independent of everybody else in the area. So
yeah.
That's something that's a big part of the decision. I haven't very much called. I haven't called Jerry Berge, but I was given his name the other day as somebody who would be a good resource for me, because they know when they're sending plows out in the county and things like that. So he'll be on my list if we have any more events in the future here. But sometimes it's so apparent that we need to at least delay the start of school.
Right.
That and a lot of the days have been bad enough that there's been really no question and very little criticism from others. But
yep. And you told me before that you do consult the bus drivers. Or?
I do. Okay. I talk with our transportation coordinator, Kristen Pierce, and she has a good idea because she has drivers coming from all different areas of the district.
You made a good point. La Caprile School District is probably in the top five as far as a coverage area, isn't it, or an area.
In the state of Minnesota, we're the largest district south of Brainerd.
Oh, wow.
So the larger districts are in the northern part of the state. We are the 15th largest district by area in the state, but again, all the others are north of Brainerd, so we're gigantic for the southern half of the state.
Yeah, you're right. You know, up by the north end to the south end, it could be completely different weather.
Yeah, I think I counted one day, and I think it's about 58 miles from the northeast corner of our district to the southwest corner. So it's a long way.
Okay. Well, let's hope and pray we're done doing that for the year.
I'm with you on that one.
All right, what else do we have to talk about the La Caprile Valley School District, Greg?
Well, we have a new school board member. The board met with two candidates on Monday. Shannon Benke had run back in 2016, and the other person was Melanie Miller, and the board interviewed each of them. They ran through a series of 15 questions, and then the board basically decided to take a vote, and so we had paper ballots that went out to each of the board members. I handed them out. They checked one or the other candidate, and they handed them back, and I counted the ballots, and let the board chair know that Melanie Miller had been selected.
Okay. Yeah, it's a former La Caprile Valley student and graduate, Melanie.
Yeah, so. I think class of 2007,
yep.
I believe.
Yep, there you go. Well, okay, well, the board, how long does her term go then, Greg?
Well, so there's a 30-day waiting period because people in her district could petition to not have her be the candidate. But once that 30 days is over, then she becomes a voting member. She'll take the oath just like other school board members have in the past. And her term will go till the next election in November.
Okay.
And at that time, she'll be able to run again for that position. And the term of after the election, it's to fulfill the remainder of the term of the person that was in that position.
Okay.
So it's only another year, and then there would be another election. So the state has made this kind of complicated. It used to be you could just appoint somebody to fill the term,
right.
And now you can't. You can only appoint them until the next election.
Okay, good. All right, we got some other big news that you want to talk about, a survey.
Yeah, there's a community survey that the school district will be sending out at the end of March. Approximately March 27th or 28th, you should receive in your mailbox a community survey. And the purpose of the survey is to help give the school board some direction about what taxpayers would support as far as improvements in the buildings. There are maintenance things that we really can't afford to do on a big ticket items that we really can't afford to do with the money that we get every year. So the board would like to know what people would support and whether or not to have a referendum in the fall. So the biggest part of it is we just encourage people to fill out the survey. And if they have questions or concerns or comments, they certainly can contact me, again, Greg Schmidt, or they can contact Corey Thorsland, who's the board chair right now.
Okay. And how did they get this survey, or has it been released yet?
Has not.
Okay.
The survey will come to them in the mail as a paper survey, but on the paper survey, it'll tell them that they can take it online, which for most people will be quicker, and it'll save them cost of postage. And each person will get an opportunity to take the survey once. And on the survey, it also says that if you need an additional survey because your spouse isn't receiving one, then you need to, it tells you who to contact.
Okay. And that survey, once again, is about the building needs of all the school buildings in the district. Then.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
Well, we need to really find out where we're at with things and what the communities will support.
Okay. Good. So be looking for that in your mailbox then, right?
That's right.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about, Greg?
Well, I think we've got we've certainly had an active winter sports season that's just starting to wind up here.
The Loughborough Valley Boys, Camden Conference champions,
Fabulous game. It was amazing.
Yeah, whenever you can beat the number one ranked team in the state on your home court, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, on paper, it didn't look like we were a great match, but boy, we sure played well that night, and that was just so impressive. I really give a lot of credit to the kids and the coaches for that performance.
And the girls basketball team had an outstanding season.
Oh, fabulous, yeah.
And, of course, Trevin Johnson, Team United, made it to the state in wrestling. And how about the Shadows, Greg?
Shadows, well, that was impressive. After finishing second in jazz and second in high kick a year ago, they came back and blew everybody out of the water and finished first in both. That's, again, a tribute to the dedication of the kids, their parents, and the coaching staffs.
Mm-hmm.
Just been fabulous. A really good winter for us.
Yep, you bet. I'd just like to touch a little bit about, I'm on a committee with Greg out at Loughborough Valley. It's, I don't know if we have an official name for it, media committee. I'd like to visit with that about that a little bit. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, there were lots of things that I don't think we tell our story very well. I mean, we have radio broadcasts, which are really important. But just on a day-to-day basis, I don't think we've done a really good job of that. Different groups and organizations have had Facebook pages, which have been effective to a fairly limited group of people. But now we're doing a district-wide Facebook page, and including all of the important updates and things from all the different groups. And my understanding from Julie the other day when we were meeting was that she's got 1,000 likes now, which is, and thanks to you, there was some help certainly. But we just appreciate that, and we just think there's lots of opportunities. So we're looking at other ways to promote the school district, and again, we're trying to draw people back to the area, and we think that promoting the school district can be a way to help that happen.
Exactly, yep. That's right, and Julie Asfelt is kind of heading that up, isn't she?
She is, yep. Julie and I work pretty closely together on those things, but in my schedule, I just don't really have time to champion that cause, but I think it's really, really important. So.
Yep. Good. All right, Greg. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in, and let's hope we don't hear your voicemail coming up here, closing schools or anything like that.
Well, you know, people have been nice about it, but they've told me they hate hearing my voice, and I tell them I hate making the phone call. So we're kind of on the same page on that one. So
are there school makeup days? I guess we should have touched on that a little bit.
You know, the school board decided in last week's meeting to not make up any of the days that were short.
Missed.
Again, we were missed seven. The board has always forgiven two, and then we had three virtual snow days in place, and they forgave two more. But they did at that meeting decide to add two more virtual days in case we would have that situation come up, that kids could work from home on that day and teachers would be available for those kids.
Okay.
So, Yeah, we're hoping it's done, but we just never know.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Paul.
That's Greg Schmidt, the Lac La Parole Valley School Superintendent with the Lac La Parole Valley School Update.